Here we go. There is a world famous Rashi at the beginning of this week's Parsha. Yaakov comes to confront Esau. And Yaakov says to Esau, Im Lavan Garti. It's hard, you know, Lavan Garti. I live with Lavan. So Garti, so Rashi gives a famous shot that Garti is the gematria of Taryag, same letters. So Yaakov was hinting to Esau, Im Lavan Garti, the Taryag Mitzvah Shamarti. I'm still the same Yaakov. I'm keeping the Torah. So the hint Yaakov was making was that the nevuah which Rivka had received was when the Jews do mitzvos, Yaakov will be strong and Esau's going to be weak. And when the Jews do averus, Yaakov's going to be weak and Esau's going to be strong. So Yaakov was saying, I've been doing mitzvos. I'm okay, Esau. Don't get any ideas. That was the hint. So that's what Rashi says. So Rav Soloveitchik once said an idea. The simple shot is that it's Garti is the same letters as Taryag. Right? Garti is the same letters as Taryag. That's the simple shot. But Rav Soloveitchik thought that maybe there's a deeper message as well. It's not just the same letters, but it's the word that he shows. Garti. Garti means to be a stranger. So Yaakov was hinting to Esau that the way he succeeded in keeping all the mitzvos was by the fact that he felt like a stranger in Lavan's house. He never felt totally settled. What's the other word? What word sounds like you're settled? Yashavti. I settled. The English translates Garti as sojourn, whatever that means, and Yashavti is settled. So I was Garti. So I was there 20 years, but I always made sure I felt like a ger. I didn't feel comfortable there. If a person is in a inappropriate, if a person is stuck in some sort of sector or environment, and he's stuck, that's where his job is, he has to work on saying, listen, this is not my place. I'm here a couple of hours a day, but I have to make sure that I feel like a ger here, because the place that I'm settled is in a shul, in a base medrash, in my home, which I'm making to be at the base of Mikdash together with my spouse. That's a good sentence. That's a good sentence. There I feel settled. But at work, amongst this stuff, the environment here. So Yaakov worked for 20 years in Lavan's house, and he always felt like a ger. And he felt that he was different, he was an outsider. That's very important. We live in the Western world, and sometimes we're forced to be way out there. I'm lucky. I work in here. I work in a yeshiva. Baruch Hashem, I lucked out. But some people, you're out there working, and you have to make sure that you recognize, excuse me, I'm not settled here. This is not my place. My place is my home, a place of Torah. I talked to someone, how do you do that? How do you make sure you feel like you care? So I heard Mayor Tversky, Shalita, he gave the following mashal. This is a great mashal. You can use it as some following example. It's a great example. You have two guys working in a banking firm, investment firm, and they're both doing the same actions. They're typing in, they're checking the stock futures in the East and the Far East, and they're making big deals and making a lot of money. So the non-Jew sitting there, he's breathing Olam Haza air. He wants to make money, put money away, he wants to retire early, he wants to go on vacations. That's what he wants to do, that's okay. All Olam Haza stuff. And the Jew is supposed to be thinking, he's doing the same thing. What's the Jew thinking? I want to have enough money to support my family, pay tuition, extra tutoring if I need, stock up. So if a Jew has his switch turned on, he's breathing Olam Haba air. It's amazing. He's doing this. This is an amazing concept. They're both doing the same activities with their fingers, and they're using their eyes the same way, and they're thinking the same thoughts about the business deals. But one is Olam Haza, and one is Olam Haba. And your goal is the Olam Haba one. So he tells people, he says, take the Mishnah, the Pirkei Avos, Olam Hazeh is Domel of Kurza, Ben Olam Hazeh. Put it on your desk. Some people put pictures of the kids on their desk. That's a good idea. Picture of the kid on your wife, your kids on your desk. Put a picture of, put a little clap. Olam Hazeh, Domel of Kurza, and leave it there. So you notice it every now and then. That's a great way that even at the office, you're showing yourself, I'm a ger here, I'm different. This is a big deal. That when we're out there in the outside world, we have to make sure that we don't feel too settled. We're different. Well, Willard Schlita gives one example about this that's very relevant in real life. And it's about drinking. Not drinking water and soda and seltzer, but drinking liquor. And but Will Goey says, don't drink. But if you do drink, never drink around non-Jews. It's amazing advice. It's amazing advice. Don't drink. He hates drinking. But if you do drink, never drink around non-Jews. And this can save a person's life, save his ruchnius life. So Will is a shul rabbi. So shul rabbis, they hear a lot of stories. So he knows all the stories. So he has a lot of examples where it's unfortunate. In America now, it's totally normal in the culture, totally 1,000,000,000% normal. You work 9 to 5, 9 to 6. You're in Manhattan, you go down, get a few shots at the local bar, and then go home. That's what everyone does. If you can't go to the bar, it's the end of the world to go to the bar. Don't go. He says it all the time. Never drink around non-Jews. The atmosphere is not the right atmosphere, obviously. And one thing leads to another. The bull starts crying. There's one story he tells. I've heard him cry twice already on tape about it. Somebody that, whatever, a wonderful middle-aged man, then he went to a bar and he got into big trouble. And so he also has stories, he cries about this too. The Chmona Lassan, businesswomen will go on trips, some of them go somewhere, just never go into the bar, God forbid, never drink around non-Jews. It's great advice. So a person who goes into a bar and has a drink, he's happy. Then that's Yashafti. He's settled in America. He'll do what everyone does. In the bar, have a drink. If you're desperate to have a drink, you have a drink at home. If you're desperate, in the bar with the guy, you never. That's his big thing. So I quote these stories in my books. So once I had a student who, two stories. So I tell the story in class. I send it out in email. A former student was in Queens College. They just finished a big project. And the professor said, let's all go to a bar to celebrate. Like the whole class was going to go out to the bar to celebrate. And she got it to her BlackBerry. BlackBerry is like the love of Shalom, right? No one has BlackBerry anymore? It's like 10 years ago. Oh my God. BlackBerry was like, took over the world. It's like, the BlackBerry. Oh my God, it's the Stone Age. Like the Flintstones. The Flintstones use BlackBerries anyway. But you know what the Flintstones are. BlackBerry. So she said, oh, look at this. So she and her friend decided, it's a good story, we're not going to go to the bar, even in Manhattan, we're not going to go. So later he was visiting Israel, and I told him the story, and he started crying. And he said, sometimes you win one. He was so moved that somebody decided not to go to the bar just because he had made that comment. He started crying. So in my books, I write, I shared the story with her book, and he was visibly moved. So I didn't like crying. So if you get the book, visibly moved means crying. It means crying, right? Visibly moved. And then that's what it means. Visibly moved, you started crying. Because he said, sometimes you win one. You were so moved that somebody that his word maybe saved one person. He had a similar story that another guy called me once. He's an accounting firm. And after they always all go down to the bar. And when they lose a client, they go down to the bar. And he said, it's hard to go. And he said, it's very uncomfortable in the office because I'm the only one not going. It's uncomfortable. So Will started crying. So tell him, because the moral and hot book, it's so hard to do what you can't go to the bar. Anyway, so that's Garti. The way you succeed in keeping the Taryag Mitzvos in a hard environment is to make sure you feel, I'm a fear of you. I feel like I'm going to bring my Torah and my Shulchan Aruch to what I'm doing. I'm not going to get, just because everyone does it, I'll do it. Everyone does it, I'll do it. In America, everyone does it, I'll do it. No. You have to be a ger. If you feel like you're a ger, you have a better chance of succeeding to say, in love and guard you, the joy of mitzvot, shemarti. Okay.